T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We're watching a little college football action because, yes, college football season, Kevin, has begun.
Oh, yeah. Were you in on that BYU-Utah game last night?
Yep. The NFL will get started next week, so be ready for that. We got a bunch of NFL action coming your way. The only games we care about are Cowboys games on Sunday. Any Monday or Thursday night games
Pass. Don't
even exist. All right, right now it's time to go around the entire NFL, though, and dip into some gridiron gravy.
And speaking of the Cowboys, are you ready for the return of Rolando McClain? Rolando McClain.
To what?
The linebacker. To football. Linebacker who last played 4 years ago. Did you realize it had been that long? He has been conditionally reinstated by the NFL. He is 30 years old, hasn't played in 4 years, but he said he plans on making a comeback. His rights are held by the Dallas Cowboys.
Good.
So can we trade? Do we trade him?
What do we do with that?
You could theoretically trade him. You will not be able to do so because he is due $5 million. Oh. There is no way in hell anybody is going to pay a 30-year-old who hasn't played football in 4 years $5 million. Rest assured, he's going to be cut by the Cowboys. I just wanted to give you the heads up that if they wanted to keep him, they could, and if they want to trade him, they can. I just don't see those things happening.
Well, I don't want to lose him for nothing.
That's your only option.
You don't want to lose a player for nothing.
Okay, would you rather keep him and pay him $5 million? Would you rather keep him and pay him $2 million?
A little lower.
What do you got? What else we got?
Vet minimum. I think for him's like $1.2 million.
Deal.
Okay, because also vet minimum people I don't think count against your salary cap.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. I like it.
Guys, speaking of just the NFL just rubber stamped everyone through today. Josh Gordon has also been declared eligible to play week one for the Patriots because, of course, he did.
Yeah, just do everything. Let's just have everybody out there.
Patriots win again. Now.
So he is going to be, that's the place he decides he wants to go back to, or they had his rights?
They had his rights.
Okay.
But he's good to go. Now, keep an eye
on... Are you upset about that at all?
Yes.
That Josh Gordon's gotten this many opportunities?
This is like at least his ninth opportunity.
I don't understand. I'm not upset about it because I just don't think he's going to do anything to take advantage of it.
And somebody just asked, why is he due, Rolando McClain, why is he due $5 million? Because he has a year left on his contract at $5
million. Okay.
But like it's not guaranteed, so they can just cut him because any guarantees were voided by his suspensions. Okay, and the thing that bothers me about this, and you always hear people go, well, what do you want to do, just throw these people away? No, I don't want to throw Josh Gordon or any other human being away. But I also think at some point you like forfeit your right to live out
a
dream job.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Colby,
uh-huh.
One of your dreams may not be dead.
Ooh.
I take you.
I think we should go through the series of dreams
Thunderdome.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This one is more football specific over the last few years.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Not the Mad Max Thunderdome scenario where Colby murders and takes over Corey's peace and love community. Not that one.
Good community.
Trust me,
people.
Come out to the cornhole thing tomorrow or It Chapter 2 screening next Saturday, 1053thefan.com if you want to sign up. We can tell you all about it because if you think I just made that up, I most certainly did not. And we've had numerous conversations about this.
This is true.
Are you talking about the offense run by quarterbacks that are also wide receivers?
No. Oh. No. Man, it close, goes though. It goes back a little bit earlier than that, at least as far as what I knew about it.
Okay.
I take you to Seattle, where Geno Smith has won the backup quarterback job, which means Paxton Lynch will be released and is available yet again. Would you like Paxton Lynch over Mike White? Not
yes.
that I think this team is going to keep three quarterbacks anyway, but just out of curiosity.
Give me Paxton Lynch over Cooper Rush.
Really?
Yes. I still think that if somebody actually other than Denver were to give that kid a shot, he would have something. I just do.
Wait, didn't the Seahawks just give him a shot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
They did. And they kept Geno Smith, which that's, you know. Yeah. Okay. Okay, fine.
That's sad.
Fine. They kept Geno Smith.
Sad. That's sad.
Well, Geno can play football. He may not be, like, great at it.
The other thing, too, is, like.
And he cares.
You know, in Baltimore, they have a backup quarterback that is very similar, has a very similar skill set to what Lamar Jackson does. And I've never really understood why you have a backup quarterback that isn't good, that like isn't the same kind of guy as your guy. Like if you're going to have a quarterback, I know they're, you know, rare, the starters, but if you're going to have a guy that has a very similar skill set to what you already have. And Paxton Lynch does not have the same skill set as Russell Wilson. Neither does Geno Smith.
Well, Corey, to be fair, finding one good quarterback is tough. Finding two serviceable quarterbacks is even tougher.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Or you could go to the Oakland Raiders, where they have found, well, I'm definitely not going to say three serviceable quarterbacks. However, the deadline to cut down to 53, 3 p.m. tomorrow. So, by the way, if you weren't toloing already, you damn sure should be tomorrow, because who's going to get all of that news first? I guarantee you it's going to be 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, we got all the roundtables going on tomorrow.
Absolutely. So. The Oakland Raiders have decided they are going to keep Derek Carr on the roster and Mike Glennon and Nathan Peterman.
Oh, my God.
So you're telling me there's a world out there. There is a world that we currently exist in to where Paxton Lynch may not have a job, but Nathan Peterman does.
Oh, that
there
is.
There are lots of quarterbacks without jobs, Colby.
That's the world we're living in right now, my friend.
But yes, Nathan Peterman has found a coach who said, you know what? Nobody believed in Brad Johnson either. Nobody believed in Rich Gannon, but guess what? I believe in Nathan Peterman. That's what Gruden has said.
To be fair, Nathan Peterman has played in 8 NFL games and is averaging a robust 68 yards passing per game.
I don't know what Rich Gannon and Brad Johnson's numbers were before this, before Gruden got a hold of them.
68 yards, Corey! His average per throw is 4.2 yards. The long, keep in mind, oh my God, he's thrown 130 passes in the NFL. His longest completion ever is 26 yards. And that includes run after catch. He has 3 touchdowns and 14 turnovers.
Yeah, but I think you're focusing on the wrong stats here. Okay. You have to look at the preseason stats. Everybody knows Nathan Peterman is a preseason killer.
Okay. In the preseason, he did complete 71% of his passes.
There it is.
For 3 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Put some respect on Peterman.
I can't wrap my head around how exactly that happened.
But he did this with the Bills, too. That's why they were so excited to go to him. And then 5 interceptions and a half.
He's going to suck. A lot of other news for the Raiders happening today. The Raiders made a lot of news.
How?
They also cut Brandon Marshall.
The
linebacker. Okay. Only a couple months after adding him in free agency. By doing so, they will save about $1 million in cap space. And they might have needed some of that cap space because the Raiders announced today that they had signed Rodney Hudson to a three-year, $33.4 million extension. That is notable because at $11.13 million per year, Hudson becomes the highest-paid center in the NFL.
Wow.
And you know they did this on purpose because Mitch Morse of the Buffalo Bills was the leader at 11.125, and they gave him 11.13. Damn. So there is no question this was done specifically with
that.
Oh,
you want to be the highest paid? We got you, homie.
Yeah. Done. And if you want to know, in 2018, as the center, he allowed one hit.
When on his running back?
On his quarterback.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a really good stat, man.
He is the only center in the NFL to have at least 1,000 snaps to give up less than 8 hurries. He gave up one in 2,700 snaps.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, jeez, dude. Fair enough. So, sounds like you earned your deal.
So, but hold on. I mean, he's making just a little bit more than the next best center. Like, shouldn't he be making astronomically more? Like, that's what Zeke's trying to get.
Yeah. Some people don't find the desire to reset the market. They just do their job. Now, there's other people who can't do their job because they're hurt. We warned you about these people. Jerick McKinnon, the running back for the 49ers, as we told you, was probably going to be the case. He will, in fact, start the season on the injured reserve. He signed a four-year, $30 million deal in 2018, suffered an ACL tear before his first game and missed all of last year. Now he's going to miss half of this year. So a year and a half into that contract, he will have played big, fat zero. I still expect this number to go up, but Jason Pierre-Paul will miss at least the first 6 weeks of the season, going back to the fractured vertebrae from the motor vehicle accident he had. So they said he'll miss at least 6 weeks. I still would be stunned if it's not like a good bit more than that.
Right. Jeez, man.
I mean, he just took off his neck brace.
Yeah, so he's going to be back in 7 weeks? Doubt it. Let's go to Bruce Arians, who I thought this was really funny and an argument against cutting down the preseason. So the whole thing we discussed with the 18-game schedule, by the way, you can find that story and all the money that comes in for it on 105.3 The Fan.
Nice.
And Bruce, and if you went up to 18 games, you'd cut the preseason down to 2 games. This is what Bruce Arians had to say about it. We keep talking about these players going to 2 preseason games. I don't know how we're going to officiate with only 2 preseason games. Those guys need more work than we do.
Holy crap.
Wow.
They need at least 4, maybe 6 games. Damn.
Dang.
And he's usually not wrong, because how many flags are thrown in the preseason game that you're looking going, that's not that. What are you? That's not.
Yeah.
That the what are you doing?
The people, there are people like us who are very committed to the idea that preseason has become more scary than anything, right?
Oh, sure.
And just a waste of time. When there are jobs for a lot of people. Now, if you can look at the first part of a lot of people's schedules as, we're going to kind of ease our way into the season, then I think that people feel differently, but that's not how it's going to work. The season will start at game one. It won't be an ease into the season kind of situation. So people that want to move on from preseason, you're going to lose a lot of things. But I don't think there are a lot of people that care. The products are going to be worse early on in the season than it is later in the season for every single year.
Is he going to get fined for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be right.
Taking a shot at they have their union. And they work collaboratively with the NFL. They're not going to be happy about it. And the NFL is going to have to say, oh, well, you can't do that. So, yeah, absolutely.
A couple more quick notes for you. Back to the Cowboys. Defensive tackle Daniel Ross, who played 13 games for the boys last year. It doesn't look like he will play in any games for them. He has a shoulder injury. He has been placed on injured reserve. Now, Antoine Woods and Christian Covington were already listed ahead of him, but just in case you're keeping track, he will go on injured reserve for the season. And finally, sad news, Ben Roethlisberger's radio show is no more. He's not going to do the weekly radio show where he criticized Antonio Brown and said it ruined a friendship, and then Antonio Brown told him on Twitter to shut up and they were never friends. That's a true thing that happened. Look it up. And
he's out there spreading lies.
Yeah, he's like, lie. We're not friends. We never were. He did say, however, he hopes to call into the team's flagship station on a regular basis.
Well, like out of nowhere.
Goodness for that. Yeah.
Like whenever they're digging on him and all of a sudden he calls the way Jerry did on G-Bag earlier today.
I think it's going to be a little bit different. So I think for like, given how Roethlisberger sometimes operates, I would say that like sometimes 93.7, the fan in Pittsburgh, like they won't be expecting it. And he'll just like go ahead and make the phone call. And like, even if they don't want him to call, he'll insist that he should be able to call, and he'll continue to insist until he gets his way. And they just have to accept that they're going to take his phone call, and there's nothing they can do about it because of the crooked justice system.
So he's going to pressure them into it then.
Exactly. Exactly.
What does that have to do with? That's the style.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't ever forget that, people. Coming up next, the oddities of college football payout games. Plus, masterpiece of the week next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Glad that we got you guys with us this evening. We'll be out at Cornhole tomorrow.
That's right. Irving, what's up?
And there's all sorts of cool stuff going on. There's Uber drop-offs and pickup stations and all sorts of crazy stuff going on out there. So if you're looking for an excuse or a reason or anything at all to be part of it, just come on, man. Let's all have a good time together and play some cornhole and drink some brews or, you know, other spirits. Whatever you like, let's have a good time out there. But right now, y'all want to do Masterpiece of the Week?
Yeah.
Just wait for it. Wait for it. It's coming.
Okay.
Before we get to that, though, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about college football.
So I know some college football went down last weekend, but this is like the first weekend where everyone is playing, whereas just kind of, you know, Miami versus Florida and some other spare games last weekend. So I was really fascinated. You guys know all about like the guarantee games, right? Where if you ever wonder like how you ended up against this scrub school, you probably paid a bunch of money for them to play you.
I will give you $4 million to destroy you.
Well, kind of, because just this year, there are at least 41 games where one school is receiving an appearance of at least $1 million.
Good night. Are you serious?
And then there are 16 games in which the visiting team will get at least $1.5 million. Auburn is paying Tulane and Kent State $1.9 million. And then here's the weird part. Auburn is also receiving $3.5 million to play Oregon tomorrow at AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the weird and confusing part. So they get $3.5 million to come play a good team. Game day is going to be in Fort Worth tomorrow. And this is definitely a big game, if not the biggest game of the weekend. And in addition to that, Auburn agreed to pre-purchase 12,500 tickets to the game. So, like, on the one hand, they're like, I'm going to give you all this money, right?
Okay.
But on the other hand, you have to pre-purchase all these tickets, which you know go for like at least $100 a piece. So okay, that's already more than $1 million. But then you can resell them to your own fan base. So like when you see the Auburn tickets for sale, it's because they bought them first through AT&T Stadium and then they're selling them. So like I just thought that part was super, super weird. And then there is the saga of Ohio State and Cincinnati. They're going to play on September 7th, thus completing their 16-year contract to play a second game.
What?
Right. So they agreed to the contract.
Is this like the OU and Bama one? Like 28 years from now, they're going to play two games against each other?
Okay, that has become more of a byproduct of finding room for it in the schedule. This has been delayed many, many times.
Okay.
So it goes back to 2012 when the first game took place. And then the next game was supposed to be in 2014. Why? Because the contract was originally renegotiated in 2007, and then again in 2008, and then again in 2012, and then again in 2014, and then again in 2018. So, while they were doing all of this renegotiating, Ohio State kept paying Cincinnati more money, because they were both supposed to exchange $375,000 when they played on the other team's field, right? Uh-huh. And then Ohio State was like, that's not really going to work for us. If you could just bring the game here, that would be great. We'll give you an extra $900,000. And they were like, okay, deal. And then they had to delay the game. And they're like, we'll pay you later. And Cincinnati said, you can go ahead and start paying us now $150,000 per year at a time. So they basically put the game on layaway.
And
they did.
And then we'll play it when we finally paid it off.
Yes, and they paid it in six installments. So then,
were any of them easy payments?
Yes, except to an ungodly degree that I can't even fathom. But then in 2018, it was go time. And they said, we're not quite ready to play again. Can we delay it again? And they're like, are you going to give us more money? And they said, no. Instead, we'll do this. We'll give you a basketball game. So this is a true story. A contract that got set up 16 years ago that's been renegotiated six different times. The final thing to secure the deal is that Ohio State said, if you can wait one more year, we will send our basketball team to your new gym to open it up, which is what happened in the last college basketball season.
Are you serious?
That is exactly what happened. And because of that, that was what they accepted to put the game off one more year. So they will finally play on September 7th. When they play September 7th, do not look for Cincinnati to pick up the win. Why? Because even though they've played more than 10 times since then, Cincinnati has not defeated Ohio State since 1897.
Okay, so
wait, what? You misspeak?
1897, not 1987. 1897.
All right, so they're due, I think, is what we're saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm putting in the call.
Are you?
I'm putting in the call, Kevin.
All right. I would probably like to take up that wager against you, but yes. So because of that, they're finally going to finish the series next week. 16 years, six renegotiations, $900,000, one basketball game, and 122 winless streak later.
I think what Corey's trying to say is that the Bearcats will prove that Ohio is an urban myth.
That might have been worth it. All right.
That was an Urban Meyer joke right there.
Yes, no, I understood. It's not that I didn't comprehend, I promise.
Urban legend.
Now, Masterpiece of the Week?
I guess so.
Okay.
I'm still proud of me.
Barstool Sports.
The us, the chive, the us.
Yeah, dude, it's us, Reggie. Reggie's got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and this is a list of the crazy things that you guys have said in the last couple of weeks, as I'd like to take you back to last week. But before I do that, some of the craziest things that have been said this week on The Fan have been said by one Jerry Jones, and I would like to play one of them because it makes me very happy.
I like that chicken, Popeye.
Dude, that was a pretty brilliant piece of audio that you lined up. And what was really funny, too, was watching Reggie, like, the light bulb go off in his head that he was going to make that happen.
Right.
And he was sitting there, and he was just like, we were all talking about the show, and out of nowhere, Reggie just goes, no, I'm sorry, guys. I have one mission at the moment, and I will be back. This is my job for the night. And I was like, okay. And then that happened, and I was pretty impressed. Thanks, Reggie.
You're welcome. All right, so these are some of the things that you guys said last week, and heck, let's start with Colby.
Man, if in Jurassic Park they could find DNA in mosquitoes that were trapped in amber, yes, there's got to be some damn DNA in the jersey still.
He's very adamant.
That sounds right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a lot about science, but that sounds right to me.
I think it was amber grist that they had. I may have left out the grist part.
Is that like the part of the steak that when you bite into it, it just doesn't feel right?
That's the gristle?
No,
gristle.
It's the waves of grain.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amber.
Gristle.
Waves of grain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Corey said this.
Nope, you have the balls, not me.
Oh,
just handing them over?
What happened to them?
Were those your vows?
Yeah, pretty much. I had to compromise a lot of stuff.
Marriage sounds hard.
It's just, you know, staying friends, I guess.
Kevin probably will never know.
Mm.
It's all right.
But Kevin knows about difficulty. He said so.
You never had a crazy poop? That should be the most relatable thing that's ever been said on this station, and I stand by that. Who among us has not had a crazy poop that was unpredictable from your regular pooping patterns?
All right, so I just wanted to point out Ben and Skin and Sean and
stand
RJ
by that.
Had a very extensive conversation about that. And I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday about their schedule. Because they've had, you know, Ben and Skin have changed their whole morning routine, right? Like, they wake up and everything's different now.
Why? What happened?
They moved time slots.
What?
Sean and RJ, they were like, so when do y'all take your first deuce? And they were like, oh, yeah, we just kind of like get up and do it at 3:30 in the morning or whatever. And Choppy was like, I mean, I'll do it during the show. And then they were like laughing about it. And he was like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty gaping hole anyway.
What are you saying?
Oh my God. Why did that not come with a warning at the beginning of the story? Warning, your life is about to get worse if you listen to this story.
And Ben was just like, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, like a valve. You just open it up and let it go.
Holy God. What the crap in hell?
I was laughing. That was a part of my morning that made me laugh.
I feel like I'm in mourning for that. God.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have a segue, but Kevin said this.
He could feel that it was about to fall off, so he yelled at the photographer, take the picture, take the picture. You know, I want to say this is not about something in his crotch, but it was absolutely about one of the balls falling off of the front of his pants. What? So,
why would he keep them there?
It was a baseball, allegedly. Wait, hold on. I don't think I used that word right.
I never want Masterpiece of the Week to end, ever.
We continue with Kevin antagonizing people or animals.
Hello, you stupid little dog. Who's a Whoa. Stupid idiot dog? All right, hold on. I just want to, can you play that back one more time so we can point out that if things ever go down and they go down poorly, Corey was against this from the jump. Hello, you stupid little dog. Who's a Whoa. Stupid idiot dog?
I also love that you broke character towards the end.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, it is a fact. I love my dog. But if you say anything to her in that pitch of a voice, she doesn't know what you're saying. You could say something terrible about, like, dog genocide. And she would be like, whatever, and just wag her little tail because she doesn't know.
Now, on the other side of it, you don't know what she's saying.
I don't. There are all kinds of times where I wish I could be in her head for one day just to figure out why she does the things that she does.
I wonder if she's ever thought this.
How does he keep getting to third base?
She's seen some stuff.
I think your dog looks at you and is always just like, I'm going to murder you in your sleep. Sometimes, you always lock her up and she can't get out.
Sometimes I think she's like, again? Don't you have any self-control?
I think we'll continue on what Kevin's dog might be thinking.
What am I talking about?
Yes. He is learning how to make babies.
Kind of. I mean, not this way, but give the basic elements of it. You just threw it in there or something. I don't know.
Threw it in there?
I guess if you took like a syringe and you sucked it up.
Like a big wine thief.
Yeah, like that turkey baster. Yeah, if you just like...
And then
you took the lady and then you're like, bloop. And
why does he keep going? The bloop?
I think it might work.
I think tonight's list is things that Kevin's dog thought.
He is destroying everybody.
That's factually accurate.
And continuing as Corey voicing Kevin's dog's thoughts.
Those pants?
Yes.
I've seen those pants.
They're good pants.
Go back, though, and listen to Kevin and how adamantly excited he is about me understanding that.
Those pants?
Yes.
I've seen those pants.
I was about to say, I know. I was genuinely excited that Corey remembered those pants. It's probably a weird thing to say.
Yeah, you were excited because you said this.
Pants.
So stupid. Why did I say it like that?
I don't even remember why I said it like that. Pants.
You said it wrong. The whole like
so
dumb about that. That's good. None of that's right.
You could tell I had confidence that I might have gotten it right.
Corey said this.
Would that be called squail?
What?
No.
Squirrel oil.
Right? No.
Squirrel oil. Is that what we were? Would that be called squail?
Squail.
Squail. I don't think that's squail. Right. I don't think that's right.
Squail.
Kevin asked a question.
I also probably think I want the A.
Oh, that wasn't a question. Sorry.
That wasn't a question at all.
My apologies. Very strong statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
this kind of goes back to RJ Choppy for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
I didn't want to think about that again. I had, like, moved on and stopped thinking about that.
Yeah, we're not going to go very far. Unfortunately, I've made the list.
And then you end up getting guys who are going to screw you.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not proud of that one.
Is that when you're prostituting?
What? How dare you?
You ever prostituted before?
No, I'd be much richer.
Ooh, that's arrogant. How much do you think you could make per person for prostituting?
I don't know what the current rate
or
is.
Or johnning.
I have no idea what the rate is. Text in 877-881-1053 if you
do
think.
It for $300 a time.
Like that if you sounds reasonable.
I mean, but if you would have won the Triple Crown, I could have gotten you millions. But you also would have had to hook up with a horse, so it's not all perfect.
I mean, if he's going to just go johnning, he may end up having to do that anyway.
What?
Huh?
Is that a thing?
What?
I don't know.
And finally, Colby said this.
I mean, that's a wide space.
I mean,
it can be anywhere in there.
What? I don't.
Just lost in the cavern, Kevin.
Oh, that's really gross.
I'm voting for those pants. That was the one, because that moment was really funny to me.
Live. Those pants?
Yes.
I've seen those pants.
I'm going to vote for a different pants-based one. Is me trying to say the plural of pants and just not really understanding. Pants. I
think I have a solution for your pan problem.
Yeah. Are you saying pants?
Man, I really like pantasis. I think I may have to also vote for pantasis.
Whoa. Pantasis.
We're going to make it a tie because I love Corey's excitement. The delivery really sells it here.
Those pants?
Yes.
I've seen those pants.
Oh, there you go. It is a tie right now. And from the 836, a really good escort is 250 plus an hour plus hotel cost.
Wow.
Sounds about right.
I knew a guy that was a male escort for other men. It was kind of wild. He would tell stories, and I didn't really ask for them or anything, but he was just very like, yeah, no, so here's how things would go down. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
We're off air. Sorry about that.
I hope you could say that last part. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
You didn't realize you were on air at that point.
Yeah, you definitely. Right? Like, you even turn your mic off to cough and then turn your mic back on to continue your story. That you're like, that's probably an off air story. But you told the story.
Dude, it was fascinating. This man led a life like none other.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He led a life.
He's what do you mean, like,
life?
No other? You don't know how many gay prostitutes I know. Coming up next, we just got time for one more thing right here in the van.
Hello, next week.
I like that chicken, Popeye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp and Reggie, and we will be out at Cornhole tomorrow. We would love to see you out there with us. So come on, let's have a party. But right now it's time for this. One more thing, and this is kind of tough because we heard a couple of different conflicting reports on this, and now here is the actual information. Tyler Skaggs died on July 1st. A lot of people stopped down for this moment. The Angels definitely did. And now we understand from the autopsy that the medical examiner ruled Skaggs had a mixture of alcohol, fentanyl, and oxycodone in his system. And he allegedly choked on his own vomit while he was intoxicated. And, that combination of things has happened on many occasions before. The family has released a statement.
Their statement is asinine.
And they said, we were shocked to learn that it may involve an employee of the Angels and that they won't rest until they know how he came into possession of those narcotics.
Asinine. Take some responsibility for the fact that your son might have been a drug addict. I know, it's hard to deal with at that moment, but the pretend statement here that, oh, no, my adult son made a decision that he shouldn't be responsible for. Is this the first time this has ever happened? I doubt it. It's unfortunate, and I know they're sad, but I think that statement is asinine.
I think it's just defensive. Somebody put out stuff that, quite frankly, if he wasn't a professional athlete, nobody needed to know.
Sure.
He's already passed. And to see that just blasted out there and you see his name now, you've got to try and gather back some of that. That's just the family's natural reaction.
Do you think that works? Because I feel like people very rarely pay attention to the follow-up. We've talked about that a lot, how people just not – just don't pay attention to the follow-up, whether it clears your name or not. You know, they hear the first headline and, like, go from there.
Right. Well, that's the reason why they – I think it's okay if you see this happening with, you know, one of your family members and you want to go ahead and get something out there as a defense or something to draw away, then do it. Just go ahead and do it. I mean, you may see it as asinine. I just see it as you're going to take your name, go ahead. Because he's not going to be able to recover from what he did.
Nope.
He's out. So all you can do is try and protect his legacy by saying, well, this is the reason over here, this problem over here.
One of the things I'm very curious about, because, you know, these athletes are always trying to find a way to relieve pain, right?
Sure.
And then they get hooked. Then they get hooked on things, and that becomes a problem. And, you know, they're not going to admit it, you know, because it makes them feel good. It makes them feel better. And then they start craving the high that comes along with it at some point, too. But I wonder how many other players are dealing with something like that or using something like that. Now it's like, oh, hold on. Do they even need to take a step back, or is it a, that'll never happen to me?
I'm going to think about this some more to maybe give you a more reasoned answer, but, like, my immediate thought is lots. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, lots. More than you can imagine. I really do believe that. Guys, one more thing. Couple more notable cuts for you this evening in the NFL. Remember, tomorrow, 3 p.m., final cuts due to the league office to get your roster down to 53. We will no doubt have the Cowboys ones first right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. The Jags have released wide receiver Terrell Pryor, and the Eagles have cut Orlando Scandrick.
Really?
Yep.
I was getting prepared for that trade with the Texans. For Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, and the thing about Jadeveon Clowney is there was news going around that they were going to make that deal for Laremy Tunsil, and that's who the trade was going to involve. And then
the Dolphins were like, nah, give us more.
And because in the Dolphins, the word going around was that their locker room would be furious if they got rid of Tunsil for that. And then the word was also that Clowney
does...
He's
the weed mask guy, right?
Yes, he is. That Clowney doesn't want to play in Miami, and it's a whole big... as much as I think he's super talented, I'm also starting to look at this and be like, dude, you're a perpetual underachiever. I don't really care what you think. I'll trade you to wherever the hell I feel like. I think I might be ready to finally admit Team Corey on
this
one.
It took me 4 years to get this win.
Chalk it up.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Germany where, well, there was a zookeeper that was having a bad day and there was a newscast about it.
Oh, no.
And Reggie's going to play the audio.
After a zookeeper who somehow escaped with just a few bruises after a rhinoceros rampage that was all caught on camera, the rhino charges the zookeeper's car, as you can see here, unbelievable, using its horns and powerful body to flip it several times.
Yikes.
Now, it's not clear what got the animal so enraged, but officials say he arrived at the park for a breeding program about 18 months ago and is still adjusting to his new environment. That's terrifying video.
Maybe the breeding's not going well.
Maybe it's not going well. Adjusting is an understatement.
This rhino, the way, the newscasters had jokes. Maybe the breeding's just not going. This rhino was like twice the size of this car.
Oh.
And it was just taking its rhino horn and putting it underneath the car and just lifting his head up and flipping car over and over and crashing into the side of it. I don't know how zookeeper just got away with a few scratches and bruises and whatever. This car was like it was being in a car wreck time and time and time and time again.
He's making a rotisserie.
And this guy's just sitting in the middle of it, just getting hit over and over. The video is at Colby1053. I put that up there on my Twitter. So you go ahead, just look at that and see what's happened. What happens when suddenly a rhino?
That's a good question.
Would you want to be bred by that rhino?
As a human, no. As a lady rhino, I don't know.
I mean, like, if you're a kid rhino, would you be like, oh,
that's your
genes.
Dad? No, yeah. It would be no different than any other kid situation. You could be embarrassed by your parent. Probably think I want the A. Damn it.
What?
Guys, one more thing. I'm going to take you back to tennis, and I know you're like, ugh, but I think you might like this story. Daniil Medvedev, he won at the U.S. Open tonight. Why did he win at the U.S. Open tonight? Well, the number five seed said he was driven by hatred. So the crowd was booing him and really getting on to him all throughout the match. And he said, I want all of you to know when you sleep tonight, I won because of you. The more you boo me, the more I will win for you guys.
Wow.
And like, for men's tennis, like, could definitely use somebody breaking through outside of the big three that everybody knows about. And Medvedev is a really good player. So I will be curious to see if this kind of translates into more people taking note of him. And if he becomes, you know, villain number one in Flushing Meadows, I think that would be really cool.
It seems like they have a lot of love for him.
I'm not going to support that.
40 love.
Okay. Still no.
Love 40.
Getting closer.
Guys, one more thing. First of all, thoughts and prayers to everybody out in Florida way because Hurricane Dorian. So that was starting to hit. I know it was starting to slow down before we came on air. I haven't really looked at it anymore. But also because it's Florida, there was a Florida Weather System and also the breaking 911 for PSA for Florida residents, reminding residents to not open fire on the hurricane. Because
I saw Reggie quote tweeted that earlier today.
The tendency for Floridians is when they see something that they're going to attack their home, they're going to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And the hurricane's going to attack the home. So what they want you to know is that the hurricane moves in a kind of a cyclone manner. And so if you fire a bullet into it, it's likely to come back around towards you at a speed too, or go anywhere else.
Oh yeah.
And you're not just shooting a hurricane. You're just basically redirecting your bullet to where you don't know where it's going to go. So they would recommend Floridians don't shoot the hurricane. If a nuclear bomb won't stop a hurricane, your rifle won't. And B, that bullet could boomerang right back to you.
What kind of weapon would you prefer to fight a hurricane with, though?
Flamethrower.
Interesting. Because you're trying to reverse the heat.
Exactly.
Air, cool air composition.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah. Hmm. Have you guys ever been in a hurricane?
No.
I sang a song about a hurricane.
What?
Is that Bob Dylan?
Here comes I watched the movie The Hurricane.
Yeah, I watched that movie. That was where the song
Have
came
you ever
from.
Had the drink Hurricane?
Nope.
Yes.
I have.
In New Orleans.
Real fruity drink.
Oh.
Powerful, though.
Yeah.
Hateful.
Knock you on your butt. Here I am.
Rock me like a hurricane.
Come on, come on. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Come out tomorrow, the Reservoir at Toyota Music Factory in Irving.
I'm glad you finished that part.
You thought I was going to
say
tip.
Come out tomorrow.
I'm okay. Like, we're going to be out there. Cornhole tournament's going to be going from 1 till 7. And then a week from Saturday, we have the It screening at Studio Movie Grill off of Spring Valley. You can go to 105.3thefan.com if you want to sign up for that. In addition to all of that, we will be back on Monday for Labor Day. We will continue to work just for you. So make sure you tune in KNC 8 to midnight right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin. Whiskey top. Pants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.